Ezra 8.
These are their family heads, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia in the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the descendants of Phinehas, Gershom. Of Ithamar, Daniel. Of David, Hattish, of the descendants of Shechaniah. Of Parash, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 males. Of the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Elioenai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the descendants of Zattu, Shechaniah, son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the descendants of Aden, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the descendants of Elam, Jesheah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the descendants of Shephatiah, Zebediah, son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the descendants of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the descendants of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josephiah, and with him 160 males. Of the descendants of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the descendants of Azgad, Johanan, son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the descendants of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeul, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the descendants of Bigvai, Uthai and Zachar, and with them 70 males. I gathered them by the river that runs to Ahaba, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there were none of the descendants of Levi. Then I sent for Eliezer, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jerib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshulam, who were leaders, and for Joiarib and Elnathan, who were wise, and sent them to Iddo, the leader at the place called Casiphia, telling them what to say to Iddo and his colleagues, the temple servants at Casiphia, namely, to send us ministers for the house of our God. Since the gracious hand of our God was upon us, they brought us a man of discretion of the descendants of Mahlai, son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kin, 18. Also Hashabiah, and with him Jesheah of the descendants of Merari, with his kin and their sons, 20. Besides 220 of the temple servants whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might deny ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and cavalry to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king that the hand of our God is gracious to all who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all who forsake him. So we fasted and petitioned our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their kin with them. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, the offering for the house of our God that the king, his counselors, his lords, and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed out into their hands 650 talents of silver and 100 silver vessels worth, talents, and 100 talents of gold, 20 gold bowls worth 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of fine polished bronze as precious as gold. And I said to them, "You are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Guard them and keep them until you weigh them before the chief priests and the Levites and the heads of families in Israel at Jerusalem, within the chambers of the house of the Lord." So the priests and the Levites took over the silver, the gold, and the vessels as they were weighed out to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Then we left the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambushes along the way. We came to Jerusalem and remained there 3 days. On the 4th day within the house of our God, the silver, the gold, and the vessels were weighed into the hands of the priest Meremoth, son of Uriah. And with him was Eleazar, son of Phinehas. And with them were the Levites, Josabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Binui. The total was counted and weighed, and the weight of everything was recorded. At that time, those who had come from captivity, the returned exiles, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel. 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and as a sin offering, 12 male goats. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They also delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps and to the governors of the province beyond the river. And they supported the people and the house of God.